Wednesday, February 11th. The Apparition of Our Blessed Lady at Lourdes. The lesson from Revelation chapter 11, verse 19, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 10. The temple of God in heaven was opened, and there was seen the ark of his covenant in his temple. And there came flashes of lightning, and peals of thunder, and an earthquake, and great hail. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power of the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. Haydock Commentary. By the woman clothed with the sun, interpreters commonly understand the Church of Christ, shining with the light of faith, under the protection of the Son of Justice, Jesus Christ. It may also by allusion be applied to our Blessed Lady, the Virgin Mary. The Church is clothed with the sun, that is, with Christ. She hath the moon, that is, the changeable things of the world, under her feet. And the 12 stars with which she is crowned are the 12 apostles. She is in labor and pain, whilst she brings forth her children, and Christ in them, in the midst of afflictions and persecutions. Under the figure of a woman and of a dragon are represented the various attempts of Satan to undermine the church. The blessed in heaven rejoice for the victories of the faithful on earth, and also for the reward and glory which would shortly be given them in heaven. The Gospel from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. In those days, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in, said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Haydock Commentary. The word Miriam, or Mary, is expounded by St. Jerome from different etymologies, to signify in Hebrew, star of the sea, and in Chaldaic, lady. Both interpretations admirably well agree with her, who is the glorious Queen of Heaven, our patroness and star, to direct us in the stormy ocean of this world. St. Bernard says, Let her name be never absent from your mouth. From your mouth let it constantly descend into your heart, and that you may obtain the suffrage of her prayers both in life and death, never depart from the example of her pious conversation. Hail, full of grace, full by the greatest share of divine graces granted to any creature. Why should anyone be offended at this salutation given to the Blessed Mother of God, who would not have been raised to this highest dignity had not her soul been first prepared for it by the greatest share of divine graces? The Catholic Church makes frequent use of these words which were brought by the Archangel from heaven, as well to honor Jesus Christ and his Virgin Mother, as because they were the first glad tidings of Christ's incarnation and man's salvation, and are the very abridgment and sum of the whole gospel. It may perhaps in the first instance of reflection appear shocking to our ideas that a God should dwell in a human body. But does not the sun emit its rays into all kinds of places without any detriment to its purity? How much more would the Son of Justice, assuming a most pure body, formed of the purest blood of the spotless Virgin, not only remain free from even the least stain himself, but even impart additional sanctity to his Virgin Mother? So says St. Thomas Aquinas.